Hello, this is Dr. Mark Rohde, and I'm a psychologist who specializes in addictions. Today I'd like to talk about making your brain your friend. That is, I'd like you to think about taking care of the organ that takes care of you. You know, the one that's central to your functioning as a human being. For individuals in recovery, brain health is especially important because the drugs and alcohol you've been bathing your brain in hasn't done it a lot of good. Your brain could stand some TLC. To improve brain health, please consider physical exercise, mental exercise, nutrition, interpersonal connections, sleep, and some physical protection of your brain. It's interesting that physical fitness is a common topic today, and many people include the gym as part of their daily routine. That's a good thing. But hardly anyone talks about brain fitness or brain health. When it comes to muscles, we sometimes hear, use it or lose it. And that's true. The same thing is true for the organ between your ears. Giving it a good workout is good for it. Now let's be clear. Physical exercise is good for your body and your brain. Exercise makes the heart pump harder and sends lots of oxygen-rich blood to feed your brain. Mental exercise is also really good for your brain. You know, like helping your kids with homework, taking up a new hobby, learning a foreign language, or taking a college class. They are all likely to improve brain health. The more you study, the more that you develop your intellectual abilities. The more time you spend thinking, the better and quicker your brain is apt to work. If you're new to recovery, this may take a while, for the effects of drugs are going to leave slowly, but be patient. Mental exercises, including meditation and mindfulness, are also really good for brain health. You need to feed your brain with a healthy, well-balanced diet. Now, we've all heard that expression, you are what you eat. Go to your cupboard right now and read the ingredients on some of your packaged food. If you can't pronounce the ingredients, it probably isn't very good for you. To the degree you can, avoid highly processed and fast foods and opt for fruits, vegetables, eggs, meat, dairy products, and whole grains that contain the nutrients necessary to nurture your mind. Something you probably haven't thought much about is hydration, that is, getting enough water in your diet. People with a history of drinking may be more prone to dehydration simply because water hasn't exactly been the preferred beverage. Dehydration sometimes is associated with changes in mood, weaker muscle function, diminished thought process, and even your energy level. Be sure to drink plenty of water, and taking a multivitamin is probably a good idea too. As a human, you are a social being. You are hardwired to connect with others of your species, and the relationship between happiness and the number of relationships we have is absolutely profound. If you've had difficulty in relationships, face them head on. If you've had emotional cutoffs with loved ones, strongly consider addressing them in counseling. If you lack social confidence or social skills, talk to your recovery coach about ways to improve your connectedness with others. The truth is that healthy, positive relationships foster healthy brains, just as stress, conflict, anxiety, and depression weaken our ability to think and shorten our lifespan. Sleep. We need it to live, we need it to think, and the normal wake-sleep cycle is apt to have become fouled up by your pattern of drinking and drugging. If you need extra sleep, talk with your physician or connect with your recovery coach for additional information about dealing with sleep issues. Let's think for a moment about physically protecting your head. If you're involved in contact sports or ride a motorcycle, be sure to protect the brain with a helmet. But please don't assume that a helmet will prevent all or even most neurologic injuries. In a study of football helmets, for example, the risk of traumatic brain injury was reduced by only 20% compared to not wearing a helmet. When you're hit hard, the brain bounces around inside your skull, and those bounces create injury. If you really want to protect your brain, avoid beating it up. We've discussed quite a few ways to improve your brain fitness. Now try this. Memorize your shopping list before going out to the grocery store, and then compare your cart to the list when you get to the checkout. Doing this every time you shop will improve your memory. Next, decide on a skill you'd like to learn, and then figure out how you'd like to learn it. Maybe you want to learn to knit. Perhaps you'd like to learn welding or become better at golf. Thanks for listening.